96.0 CFB Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Packers sink the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers ring in the new year with a 33-10 win over the Vikings. Jordan Love throws for 3 touchdowns, quarterback rating of 125.3, getting contributions from nearly everyone on offense.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was out there executing. We were moving the ball, getting into a rhythm. The run game was really great tonight, at a high level tonight.
Aaron Jones began with short runs up the middle, then bounced one outside for 19 yards.
Hey, I'm just running what's called. I don't know what they're setting up, but as soon as we ran it, I came off to the
sound like a great call. There was nobody over there. So
the Packers stay alive with a shot at the playoffs if they can beat the Bears next week. 3:25 Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. At 7-9, the Viking ship is nearly sunk. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Green Bay had some success on offense to attain possession of football, but this is going to be one that, you know, we've really got to take a long look at. I'm going to be, you know, the first one out in front of this thing fighting to make sure we don't have any more performances like that.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear. Our low, 27. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 37. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, I saw something interesting today on social media. Somebody posted a very strong political opinion. And somebody replied, good point, I changed my mind. Here's something I've learned about social media. The expression just saying ain't never preceded by a compliment. When I tweet, I never want to try to sound too young, but I also don't want to sound too old. And I saw Metallica in concert. They're great. And I wanted to tweet that they were great, but I didn't want to come off like an old fuddy-duddy. But I also didn't want to try to sound like a young whippersnapper. So I settled on, boy, these fellas sure know had a boogie. I think I hit the sweet spot. All my followers thought I was the cat's pajamas.
Some kind of problems too, and everyone's getting old in this world, and now Madonna's having problems. She broke something not too long ago, and now she's going through some
hip.
Everybody's breaking hip. I'm the only person who's got his original hips. I found out over Christmas that my brother-in-law is having a second hip replacement. I said, when did you get the first one? He said, a couple of years ago. Everyone's getting their hips replaced.
Did not get the memo.
One of our best friends, it just got his shoulder replaced. I didn't know they could do that. You know, and the first part of becoming RoboCop is that he's got his shoulder replaced. Wow. Everybody's getting everything replaced. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. 6:09 at WRJN Radio. And Denise Lockwood is here, founder and editor of Racine County Eye. We're going to talk about the year in review. We've got the obits for the year as well. And it just fell out of my hands. And we're going to talk about how your Christmas was, first of all, because Obviously, you had a good Christmas.
I did. Well, you know, I had kind of a bifurcated kind of a situation. We have many Christmases in the Lockwood Davis household.
You got a hyphenated household?
Yes, we do. We do. Lockwood Davis, yeah. You know, so we have this, my husband's family, we all really get along, so we all hang out a lot together. And we know each other so well, because, you know, a lot of families, they don't oftentimes, like, socialize all the time. And they might, but, like, during Christmas, we kind of amp it up a lot. And so we don't really exchange presents, per se, but we do white elephant presents. And so are you familiar with the white elephant?
No.
In the middle of the room?
I know what a white elephant is, but yeah, go ahead.
The dark side of the present giving kind of situation. So So Lair's family, we got together yesterday, and
it's, and he is who now? Your husband?
That is my husband.
Okay, we just
Mr. Denise, I call him.
We have to know the players. Go ahead.
We do. Yeah. So we met at his cousin's house, and the Turkelson family is his cousin's family, right? So we're at the large group. The house is full, right? And there is the newer side to the white elephant giving process, and there's the old school white elephant giving process, right? So the day before, we had a lot of white elephant giving on another side of the family, and so it is fair game to re-gift your white elephant on the other side of the family, right? So it kind of brings this interesting dynamic, because the one side of the family doesn't know how to give white elephants because they, like, buy new stuff, and we do not. We go in our basement and we go, like, rummage sailing for the white elephant, and, like, you'll get, like, John got a painted gourd, and, like, I got a bottle of wine, but then I also got this really interesting calendar about where beautiful places where dogs go to the bathroom. Let me ask you something.
Did you put a garbage pail right in the room so they don't have to go outside and throw this stuff out?
No. But, you know, some people, like Lair's dad gets this toy truck with a deer hunters and a deer on top of the hood of the car, and the deer is singing to Sweet Home Alabama.
My father had Billy Bass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been tossed around. That is old school.
My father used to have that, and he used to love it. Somebody gave it to him. I didn't give it to him, and he had it in his house. Every time I went in there, he was playing that Drive Me to the River or Take Me to the River. So it looks like you had a good time.
We had a great time.
I had a traditional Christmas with my wife and I, and our son came down for an hour. And that's it. We don't have any family here. So my brother lives in Kenosha, but he spent Christmas with his kids in Illinois. They live right over the border. And, you know, all our parents are gone, so they're all gone. And that's it. That's who we are. My daughter lives in Florida. So our son gave us something interesting. It's an outdoor camera. And what it's meant to do, it's a motion-detected camera that records. And the reason he gave it to us, we see these critters in the backyard all the time. We see their footprints in the snow. And after it looks like there was a Mardi Gras festival back here. Everybody's running around. Where are these animals? One day he comes out. He leaves earlier than I do, like 5:15 in the morning. And he comes out, and there's a possum staring at him on the fence.
Oh.
But all you see are the two jewel eyes staring at you.
And they're pointy nose.
Well, you don't see. It's too dark. All you see is the eyes. And the possum's staring at him, not moving. And he walked. He said, "I wonder how many other animals are out here." I said, "There's tons of them. They're all over the place." I came into the building today. I heard cats and animals screaming in front. I don't know what was going on out here at 5:15 this morning. I heard screaming.
That's hilarious.
So he got this camera so we can film what's walking around our property in the middle of the night. And we'll see what happens.
There you go. You're going to document the whole thing.
Well, I just want to see what's out there.
Field notes.
Yeah, I want to see what kind of, Audubon things going on in my backyard. In the front yard, too, when it snows, you find all the, and I hate when you find the big tracks, because what was that thing? You know, was that a deer that came by? We had two deer walking down our street one day, and it sat on my next-door neighbor's property. They just two of them. They just sat there.
Wow.
And where'd they come from?
I didn't have the Christmas cow?
No, Christmas cow.
Christmas cow, yeah.
My wife set up a really nice house this year. And I'll show you a picture of it later. It's a whole Christmas village she set up with the snow and the lights on it and the people square dancing inside the house.
Oh, nice. I love that. I used to square dance back in the day.
I did. In school, they made us do it.
Yeah, no, I actually competed. So when you grow up where the little town that I grew up in is Worcester, Ohio, and it's surrounded by a lot of Amish and farm. It's very quaint. It's very, very beautiful place. And so when you grew up Lockwood, you square danced, right? So we actually competed at the state fair. Don't ask me, like, any of the moves now, because I can't do it.
Promenade. Take your partner home again.
I know. I do remember the very first dance that we did. We competed. It was Luckenbach, Texas.
I remember the song.
Yeah.
I know you can square dance to that, but I guess you can.
Oh, we did. You can put a square dance, yeah.
So my grandparents lived in Brooklyn, and in Sheepshead Bay, there was a square dancing club. I never knew they belonged. And one day, my parents were going somewhere, so I got left with my grandparents. And they took me out, and the first time I ever saw my grandmother wearing one of those skirts that the square dancers wear.
The fluffies.
Yeah, I never saw it. Who was this woman? And my grandfather was wearing a bowler tie, with this bright jacket. I said, who are these people? Who was I left with? And I saw them square dancing. I didn't know they belonged to a square dancing club in Brooklyn, of all places.
It's fun. It was very fun.
Oh, we did it in high school, and we had a lineup on one side of the room, and the girls lined up on the other side of the room. And you try to figure out who you're going to get stuck with. You try to maneuver around, and you're moving up and down the line so you don't get stuck with the loser. And
Right.
And I was considered the loser, so the girls were maneuvering around to try to get away from me. So that was your Christmas. Sounds like you had a lot of fun.
It was a great, great, great time. We had a really good time. But, because I'm a grandma now. I'm a grandma now. Yeah, I am. My daughter is 30, and she'll be 30 in February. But I know I don't look like that. But
you don't.
I am. I'm 53. Thank you very, very much. Yep. And so I'm a grandma now. And so, I'm very nostalgic now. So I remember, like growing up Lockwood. I think I'm going to write a book called Growing Up Lockwood, because when you grow up with two parents who are from Cleveland, Ohio, and they decide to buy a farm and have no clue how to farm.
Is that what they did?
They certainly did. Yeah. There is a book they read. It was something about 10 acres and sustainable living, right? And so my dad was an engineer for the telephone company. He literally would come home in a three-piece suit and we'd slop hogs.
He was Green Acres.
Oh, yeah.
Wendell Douglas.
Right. My mother was certainly no Zsa Zsa Gabor, I can tell you that. But
you
we
like
had
some hot
so
cakes?
Much fun. No, darling.
Well,
no.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you're a farm girl.
I am. And so, that's how I paid for my whole first year of college was... Because when you're a farm girl, you go take your animals to auction. That's how I pay for my whole fortune.
Oh, that's got to be terrible.
Oh, no. Until you read Charlotte's Web,
no,
it was fine.
No, I don't take animals to the market and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't. No. You know, I always said if I had to kill my own food, I'd be eating, dandelions outside because I couldn't do it. As long as somebody else kills it, I can live with myself. But
yeah. Well, when you have 300 hogs, you kind of were like,
no,
we need to reduce the stink count.
No. All right, we're going to talk about the year in review.
All right.
We talked about your Christmas in review.
Yeah, we did.
Denise Lockwood is here, founder and editor of Racine County. I'm Don Rosen. You're at WRJN. It's just about 19 minutes past the hour. Stay where you are.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. There are tsunami warnings in Japan after a 7.6 magnitude earthquake reportedly collapsed buildings and knocked out power. The BBC's Jean McKenzie.
The authorities are warning that the highest waves, these biggest tsunamis, are still to come. So everybody is being warned to be vigilant. And really, that message is to evacuate.
Officials say waves could reach as high as 16 and a half feet. President Biden and Republicans in Congress enter the new year at odds over new aid to Ukraine. CBS's Skylar Henry from St. Croix.
President Biden staying in close contact this weekend with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Biden administration is urging Congress to take action and get more funding to Ukraine.
While Mr. Biden rang in the new year in the Caribbean, other Americans celebrated from outside Seattle's Space Needle to Las Vegas and New York City's Times Square. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luckyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Luckyhout, Civic Media News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy 37. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
This This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
130 throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers. The Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, and 98.1 FM Kenosha.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
130 throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, and 98.1 FM Kenosha.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
WRJN.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
WRJN.
Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
WRJN.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
WRJN.
Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio.